Just a thought. We talked about the lamb as it had been slain, but also the seven spirits or the seven eyes. And let's turn to Isaiah 11, chapter 11, verse 2, just to get a handle on this. Isaiah 11, verse 2. It was mentioned that it's one. There's no seven spirits. There's just one spirit. But these are the plenitudes of the spirit, or aspects of it, of him. We read in verse 2, the Spirit of the Lord, first, shall rest upon him. This is prophetic of the Lord Jesus, a prophecy which was seen by John the Baptist. The Spirit of wisdom and understanding, Spirit of counsel and might, Spirit of knowledge and of fear of the Lord, or reverence of the Lord. Did not man comment on the Lord Jesus as he was among them as to the wisdom at age 15 that he had concerning the Word of God? It blew away those religious persons that thought you can only have such wisdom going through the ranks of religious teaching. The Lord had it. And understanding. The Lord had an understanding of all things. And, you know, that comes out in his walk. There was nothing that was new to the Lord Jesus or beyond his understanding. And he saw things without being told. And that's it's an amazing thing that only could be accredited to God. Spirit of counsel and of might. Counsel is mine, the Lord says, and he invites the sinner to come to him for salvation. Talk these things out, to come to him. And of might. Didn't the Lord Jesus prove his might? Just the very mention of his name in the face of the power of darkness, and men fell backwards to the ground. This is our Lord. Knowledge. There was no... The Lord demonstrated his knowledge in the way he answered all questions, the hard questions of the Pharisees and those who would try to put him down. There was nothing that could refute the words of the Lord Jesus. Fear the Lord. The Lord reverenced his God. And so that was thrown back at him at the cross. He trusted in his God. Let's see if his God will deliver him. He reverenced the Father and made him known to those about him, especially his own, his disciples. And how precious the words of the Lord concerning the Father in the Gospel of John as he is revealed to us through Christ. And so this Spirit is in him. And that Spirit was also given him without measure. Right? So this is a clear description of the Lord Jesus Christ.
And brethren, it will be also wonderful to be able to join with the heavenly company in singing a new song. Amen. In Revelation, there are 8 mentioning of that which is new. And they all have the same word, new, of a different nature. It's a song, a new song, that was never sang before. It belongs to those that have been redeemed. Even living creatures cannot join in this song, because they were not redeemed. But you and I, we can join in the company of heaven in singing a new song, ascribing to the Lamb that he is worthy. And I'm wondering if in closing we can sing this hymn 200. and 48.